How serious is the problem of obsolete pesticide stocks in Latin America?
We understood from indicative information that was provided by Latin American countries about 5 or 6 years ago that there were about 10,000 tons of obsolete stocks dispersed around the continent. We can now assume that there is something in the region of between 30 and 50,000 tons of obsolete stocks in those countries at this time.
What's the impact on people's health and the environment?
Unfortunately, most of these stockpiles consist of chemicals which are very old, some of them 30, 40 years old even, and they are the old generations of pesticides, the old technology which consists of chemicals such as the organochlorines, DDT, toxaphene, and so forth. Another widespread group of chemicals that we find very often in South American countries are the highly toxic organophosphates, which themselves are derived from nerve gases, chemicals such as parathione methyl and malathion. These are extremely toxic to mammals and to humans in particular if you come into contact with them. And we often find them in terribly deteriorated conditions, leaking from their containers in stores that maybe once were in the countryside, but today are in the middle of urban environment, so people are living very close by.
How serious is the situation?
We consider the situation to be extremely serious, and it requires urgent attention, because as long as the chemicals remain in the situations where they are currently located, the situation gets worse. They continue to leak from their containment into the soil, into groundwater, into rivers, and even into oceans. They evaporate into the air, people are breathing them. So as long as they are there, the problem is getting worse. The problem, therefore, needs to be addressed immediately. In the first instance, to repackage these chemicals and make them safe where they are, and in the second instance, to actually remove them and safely destroy them so that they are no longer having any impact on the environment and no risk is presented to the population and to the environment in the future.
Do the countries have the necessary resources to finance the cleanup?
Countries themselves neither have the technical capacity nor the financial or technical resources to be able to deal with this problem adequately. And when I say adequately, I'm referring to acceptable international standards and in compliance with international law, as well as national law in many cases. FAO is in a position to be able to help in terms of technical capacity and advice to the countries. However, as an organization, we do not have the resources to help these countries in practical terms. And the cost of actually cleaning up the chemicals also requires resources that FAO as an organization does not have available. What I therefore think is required, and the call to the international community must be made, to provide support to the FAO program on obsolete pesticides in order to assist these countries directly, and to provide assistance to the countries so that they can carry out safe and effective cleanup and destruction of these chemicals.